Into the icy wind I cut.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Through the bitter snow I trudge.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Down teeming streets of hopeful joy and deepest night. Narrow avenues carved by the rivers of the follies of men.
Going to sing with us tonight?
Not tonight. Not tonight, friend. If I should land on the warm and safe shores of my enduring home, far from the memories of mourning and sorrow that these baleful winds carry on their wings, I shall be thankful. Ah, home at last. What infernal noise.
I promise to avenge whatever injustice haunts these spirits of nature if they promise to be at peace tonight.
Is some voice calling from the grave? Does some lonely ghost beckon or beseech?
I hear the sadness in your cry, friend, but your needs remain unknown to me.
Inside. I cannot bear to face the evening surrounded by the masses of men and expectations, crowded into small rooms and smaller memories which can never be rekindled but will endure a whole evening of being all wet and still getting lit. And as far as getting wet, it takes not an ocean but a puddle efficiently jumped into to get fully soaked. Is someone knocking at my door? But it comes from the upstairs bedroom, so must be the wind or the loose shutter or demons knocking their horned skulls against the wall in bored frustration. If it were a visitor, I'd ignore it all the same. Humans or a vision of one or a specter or a depiction in paint even is not welcome tonight. I cannot bear company tonight. Not tonight. If I could escape from myself, even, and retreat to some cold and dark house at the center of the universe, I would go there now, find a chair, sit and read. Soon this conversation with myself will end, too. How long can I bore myself with small talk before acting on the impulse to strangle the chatterbox, who I believe I can persuade to stop long before it comes to that? I have no plans. I have no goal, except maybe to light a fire. I have no obligations. I have no obligations. I'm needed nowhere. No one needs me tonight.
Yeah, I play here every Christmas. It's kind of a tradition.
Hello, everybody. I
gotta go on.
First, thank you so much for choosing the Cribbage Club to spend your Christmas. And now please join me in a warm welcome for Hardy White and his Miracle Five.
Thank you, buddy.
Everybody.
Woody, count us off.
Yeah. Real smooth. How's everybody feeling? I kick on the Versailles down. I am a champion of the monkeys in the town fountain. I wipe all the clown cars down. The lost and bound is a mound by the dark sound. I kick on the Versailles down. I am a champion of the monkeys in the town fountain. I wipe all the clown cars down. The lost and found is a mound by the dark sound. The keepers of the feet, so deep, too deep, put apprentice into deep peace sleep. Arrive at nothing, I keep saying this and start over, and then die two tries, three tries, and then a face full of pies. I got a nephew in accounting, I have dead relatives on hiatus, I have hiatus in one testicle from being too young once. Yeah, the peace so peace.
I kick on the first sales down. I am a champion of the monkeys in the town fountain. I wipe all the clown cars down. The lost and found is a mound in the dark sound.
Can I speak to you for a minute, Hardy?
Sure, no problem. What is it, buddy?
I'm sorry, just for a minute.
Not a problem. What's on your mind, man?
If it wasn't sort of important, I would never bother you.
No problem. What is it?
You know how I own this club, the Cribbage Club, and
yeah,
it's open on Christmas and all? Well,
yeah, that's...
I have a family, and mm-hmm. I miss them today, and they were sort of planning on being with me, but we have this...
Say no more. Say no more. You go home. I'll stay here and watch
would
the club.
Would you do that?
Absolutely. It's not a problem.
Oh, I could never possibly repay you.
You don't have to do anything.
Thank you so much. Oh, it means so much to my family. And, oh, thank you
no
so
problem.
Much, Hardy.
We'll just
you
mess
don't
around.
Know how much it means.
Oh, it's no problem. We'll just...
Oh, I'm sure to be no worries. The place just runs itself.
Really? All we do is lock up.
Yes, thank you. Oh, I'm going to go home. They're going to be so thankful.
Yay!
You were such a blessing to
oh,
us.
Oh, my pleasure.
I'm going to
I got
weep.
Nothing
no,
going
I won't
on.
Weep.
Don't.
I don't want to make you uncomfortable.
It is little.
But thank you on behalf of myself and the missus and all my children.
Bless you, buddy.
The cast of all my children who are going to be there.
Oh, say hi to Susan.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Oh, you have a Merry Christmas. Tell everybody Merry Christmas. We're just going to goof around here. Probably just jam a little bit, and who knows, and then we'll just lock up at the normal time whenever that is. Even if it's 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning, 7 o'clock the next night or whatever. We'll just make ourselves at home. And so I became responsible that night. A self-appointed shepherd of a life, a friend's life, because that is what the place was. On a day filled with expectations and emotions for some, I volunteered to hold the body while the soul explored the universe or its maker or some soul holiday. If I can lead a musical group, I can run a business or at least lock a door or lock all doors forever everywhere. I will never be needed again on Christmas. I will never make that mistake again. I will lock myself away like a werewolf would, a conscientious werewolf, in a small dark room in a different time if I have to, but I will not be the one who causes something to happen. Never again. Not today, at least. Well, now there really is a knock at the door. Not some shutter this time. Oh, I can't resist. And I want it to stop. Oh, Lewis.
Merry Christmas, Hardy.
Merry Christmas, Lewis.
Aren't you going to ask me in? It's sort of cold out here.
All right, but make it quick. I'm in the middle of something.
Well, I'm in the middle of something, too. Like a rat that's in the middle of a snake.
So you're being eaten?
Yes, and by eaten, I mean that I need a horn player and jazz poet for the big Christmas show tonight.
Oh, no, you know I'm done, especially tonight.
Now hear me out. Well, I already said it all. I need a horn player. If I don't, I'll be ruined. I'm responsible for the gig.
You see, right there, that's the lesson. Never be responsible. That way you won't be eaten by the holiday gig snakes.
So you're turning me down?
No, I'm turning down the opportunity to let you down.
Sorry for victimizing you. I just thought that maybe on Christmas you'd make an exception to help a friend in need out.
It's more complicated than that, Lewis.
Well, my mom used to say, right and wrong is relative, but it ain't complicated. Have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Hey, man, I hope you find a horn player.
Thanks. I do too, man.
Ooh, ouch.
In a world where nothing is possible, everything is possible. Or nothing is possible. Or it's a mixture of the possible and the impossible. The Hardy White Christmas Special. You don't have to be alone on Christmas.
watch a tree. Gonna watch the sky. Gonna watch TV on Christmas. Gonna listen to tomorrow. Gonna listen to a story. Gonna listen to the radio on Christmas. Gonna read a book. Gonna read your mind. Gonna read tomorrow on Christmas. On Christmas. On Christmas.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much. We are Hardy White and the Miracle Five, and we will be back in 5 minutes. Thank you very much.
Hey, Hardy, where did you go just now? What did Buddy want?
He wanted to go home and be with his family.
So who's running the club?
I am.
You?
Well, why not? If I can run a band, I can run a club.
You don't run a band, man. Lewis does.
Well, I could in his absence.
No, you couldn't. No, you're not the dependable type, man.
I am too. I'm dependable.
Well, Mr. Club Manager, should we do another one, or what do you want to do?
Well, I don't know. Let's just take five. I'm going to get... my throat's bothering me. I'm going to get a drink.
All right. Meet you back on stage.
Hey, bartender.
Yes, Hottie?
Get me a bourbon, will you?
Sure, Hottie, sure. You sound nervous. That's not like you.
Bartender, you know me pretty well, right?
I'd say so. Our families get together a couple times a year for the holidays.
Right.
We're related, even.
That's right, cousins.
We went through elementary and middle school together.
That is true. So, bartender, let me ask you this.
Anything, Hottie.
What if you had never become a bartender? I mean, with a first name like bartender, your fate was sealed, right? I mean, what if you weren't dependable or responsible?
I wasn't. And it wasn't always set in stone, you know. Before this job, I stoked a fire at a lawyer's organization. Imagine that. A bartender named Bartender. Now I'm a bartender.
Bartender, am I dependable?
You're dependably undependable. You're consistent. You're no phony.
So I'm not dependable.
Well, we can't all be middle management.
Well, guess who's in charge of the club tonight?
You.
No, me. Well, how did you know?
I told Buddy to ask you.
You did?
Sure. You can do this, Hottie. All you have to do is make sure everything is secure and then lock the front door.
Man, I'm nervous already. My confidence is shot.
Don't let it be shot. Dive in front of it and you take the bullet.
That doesn't mean anything.
We're on, Hardy.
Okay, I'm coming.
What's wrong? You seem distracted.
Oh, my confidence is off, Woody.
Oh, great. Because we're about to do the improvised Christmas song, and you need to be sharp for that.
Okay, I'll try. Ladies and gentlemen, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, ladies glass. Merry Christmas, other ladies glass. Merry Christmas, gentlemen's hat. Merry Christmas, table. Merry Christmas, glass. Merry Christmas, driving your car. Merry Christmas, sitting at a table. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, ladies glass. Merry Christmas, other ladies glass. Merry Christmas, gentlemen's hat, ladies coat, ladies shoes. Merry Christmas, bottle, glass. Merry Christmas, waitress in it. Merry Christmas, driving a car, doing things, getting napkins. Merry Christmas. Ladies glass, other ladies glass, ladies glass, other ladies glass. Merry Christmas.
Ladies, glass. Merry Christmas. Table, placemat. Merry Christmas. Phone, other phone. Ladies, phone. Gentlemen, hat and phone. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Band. Merry Christmas. Other part of the band. Merry Christmas. Stage. Merry Christmas. Club. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Hey, sir, I mentioned the hat, coat, Merry Christmas coat, and a shirt.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Ladies' glass. Merry Christmas. Other ladies' glass. Merry Christmas, gentlemen's hat. Merry Christmas, table, where you sat.
Will you look at that? The place is completely empty.
That song always clears them out. I think it makes people sentimental and they head home to their families.
At least I won't have to wait around forever for the last person to leave.
Why would you have to wait?
He's closing the place as a favor to Buddy.
Why on earth?
Just lock the door when the last of us leaves. Then you have a look around, and then let yourself out and lock it behind you. That's it, really.
I can do that.
You'd hope.
Okay, go on, go on, go on. All right. I'm locking. And now I'm looking. Oh, Jesus. Not Jesus, Santa Claus. I get that a lot. Wait a minute, I'll let you in. Thank you. We're closed. Oh, I know you're closed. I was hoping you'd be closed. I've come to rob the place. I say I, but of course the whole team is here to help. You can't rob the place. First of all, of course we can't. And we just have, and now we're finishing up robbing. But...
we're all done, Santa.
Now I'm getting the signal that we're done completely. I do thank you for your cooperation, mister.
You're not Santa Claus.
Of course I am. If I'm not, why would you have let me in?
Oh, God. It's all right, Hardy. Calm down. The policeman wants to ask another question.
Let me see if I have this all straight. So you were locking up when Santa came to the door. So you let Santa in, and he and his elves robbed the place.
Look, I was just trying to help out Buddy.
By letting thieves... into his business.
No, it was Santa. He usually makes deliveries.
And why did you not stop him once you realized he was robbing the place?
Well, he had the elves with him.
The elves were a deterrent.
Yes. Well, they're not dwarves. They're full-sized men.
Man-elves. Or... elven men.
Or maybe 12. I didn't count.
I'm not going to lie to you. We aren't going to find this guy. Unless it's the actual Santa, then it's an open and shut case. But you see, this time of year, a lot of people dress as Santa. And you don't need a license to do that yet. And you did the right thing to not fight back.
Thank you.
They might have bopped you with their candy canes.
Okay.
Well, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Let's go, Hottie.
Where do you think Buddy is?
They don't know. He took off in his car when he heard the news, but no one's heard from him since.
Well, I'll stay here a little longer in case he shows.
Are you sure, Hottie? Is it safe?
Well, what? Am I going to get robbed?
Well, take care of yourself, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, bartender. I'll just play a little piano to relax. I sense snow. Tables full of angels. Here we go. Impossible snow angels. Merry Christmas. Merry
don't go. Stay here by the warm fire. I won't say no. If you want to stay by the warm fire, Merry Christmas.
Hardy.
Hey, Jimmy.
What are you playing?
Oh, nothing.
I thought so. You done?
What?
You done with the piano?
I guess so.
Cool. I want to play an actual song.
Oh. Okay, go ahead.
Mom wants to see you in the kitchen anyway.
Why?
She says you're the only one who knows how to make Mima's Christmas squirrels.
Oh, she knows how to make the Christmas squirrels?
She says no. She says only you know the secret to good Christmas squirrels.
Anybody can make Christmas squirrels.
She says you have the touch. Hey, Uncle Hardy, I like that song of yours.
Oh, thanks. It's just something I made up about being sad on Christmas.
No, not that one. The one you recommended, the Handel one. Behold the monstrous human beast.
Yes, well, yeah, that's a goodie. Okay, I'm needed in the kitchen.
Hardy White.
Uncle Chapman.
I have a Bible question.
Oh, good.
If Noah's sons represent the races of man...
Uncle Chapman, I have to be in the kitchen.
The Lord is going to take me tonight, I believe.
I don't think so. I think he wants more time alone first.
Hardy!
I'm here, sis. What's all this about Meemaw's Christmas squirrels?
That was a ruse to get you in here. I have a bone to pick with you, Hardy White.
What did I do?
You are filling that boy's head with all sorts of nonsense.
What? I never see him. What nonsense?
Opera and trade unionism.
What?
I never see the boy. And are those necessarily bad? It's that kind of dismissive attitude about moral issues that's the crux of this problem.
What?
You are not the center of the universe, Mr. Kepler.
Don't drag Kepler into this.
I just wanted to let you know that that boy looks up to you. So you have a responsibility.
Look, I just met him tonight. Technically, I met him 10 years ago, but he was an infant. And then, just about an hour ago, I met him again. And then he asked me about my ringtone, and then I told him, and then he asked if he could use the piano. That is the sum total of my interaction with that child.
Sounds to me like someone has a little shadow. He wants to be you, Hardy.
Hang on. Jimmy, come here a minute. Jimmy, do you want to be me?
You mean, do I want to play a young you in the stage version of your tragic and sad life? Maybe. Do I want to end up like you? Oh my God, give me a little credit.
See?
He sounds like a little you. Oh, listen to that. Be a dear and go upstairs and latch that shutter. The wind is really whipping.
That was Christmas with my sister Jean, the year before they robbed the cribbage club. The year before I destroyed Buddy's life. Before I destroyed Buddy. That was me, underappreciating what I had before losing even more of it. I didn't yet know what I do now. I'm best by myself where I do the least harm. And so I'm content to sit for long periods of sameness, cemented to this comfy chair, doing no harm. You don't want me anyway. I'm too sad. I'll wreck your party. I'm a wreck this time of year. I got robbed. Or rather, a friend's business got wiped out because I was too glib about my responsibility. It's a long story. The point is, I'm a Christmas downer. And of no use to you.
Boo.
Oh, my word!
I scared you, didn't I?
I'll say.
Did you do your pants?
Big Papaw?
Yeah.
But you're long dead.
You spelled your wrong in the script.
What? What script?
Never mind.
Well, why are you here?
I'm here. Hang on, let me get my glasses.
Are you reading something?
Maybe. Yeah, I'm reading some. I'm reading your thoughts.
My thoughts?
Yeah, there's no ghosts. I'm not dead. You're making me up. But listen, while I'm here, you listen to me. You sounding mighty self-pitying to me, to my ear, to somebody injured in two different wars, and even more severely by your meemaw.
All right. I guess you're right, but, you know, I caused a lot of trouble. I get in the way, and then I get sad about thinking about things, and I end up mucking it all up for people. I'm just doing them a favor by staying away.
You're not doing anybody any favor. I used to use that to get out of cleaning the toilet. I'd say, no, I don't. I'm not a very good toilet cleaner. You don't want me. But the fact is, I don't want to be scrubbing feces off of something. I don't care if it is made of porcelain. Now listen, you listen to me. You go to whatever party you've been invited to, or you, whose ever house is lucky enough to have you come over. And yes, I got that. I did read that wrong, but I'm going to stick with it. It was unlucky, but I'm not going to put you down on Christmas. Hey, look, I got to let you know right now, Hardy, I'm not a fan. But I will say this, we all need something. Sometimes we just need another person. I think on this Christmas holiday that we can learn something from the Jewish religion, and that is sometimes you just need 10 people, and it doesn't matter who they are. But I think what we need, Hardy, is that we need a Christmas minion with you in it, you idiot. Also, you do a terrible impression of me.
Am I doing this voice? Am I hallucinating?
I don't know, man.
Why do I see you if you're just in my imagination?
I don't know, maybe high or something.
I didn't have anything. Well, I had a cup of the mulled wine.
Yeah, man, that stuff sneaks up on you. Be careful with that glue or whatever. If you dump, this is just a word to the wise, if you dump aquavit in red wine and heat it up with cardamom and all and figs and everything, you're going to see all sorts of Norse gods, and they're going to do a little dance, because some of them, when they can get very tiny and do little dances like that.
Big Papa, I don't remember you being like that. I remember you being more reticent. You'd be quiet. You just go, yeah, yes, sir, no, sir, like that. You're talking an awful lot and saying things that I would say.
Now you got it. Don't you just know, you're both. Did you ever see Psycho?
I don't know.
Well, look, he's the mom. Did you know that? Did I just ruin it for you? Spoiler. I know a lot of people watch that on Christmas, and I probably just mucked it up for you. But that's, hey, it runs in our family, doesn't it? And you and I, we're not blood, are we exactly?
Yeah, you're my biological grandfather.
Really? I did not know that. I thought you're Asian. I thought you were adopted for a long time.
No, how did you get that idea?
I'm getting you mixed up with the other one, Josh or whatever.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I got two different families. You don't know that.
Now, if I don't know that, and you're not really Big Papa, then what's going on? How do I suddenly know about your secret life?
It might not be true.
Oh, okay, I get it now.
You learn an awful lot from me. You don't even realize I am a stabilizing voice in your head, and I'm not even alive.
Oh, my word, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. It's, you know I'm here and watching you.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it? It makes it icky, but listen. We all need somebody like that. Well, what are you doing?
That, you don't want to have that, though.
Yeah, you don't want somebody to yell, what are you doing? Oh, my word, you're turning my stomach.
Like, I know, especially it could be during some intimacy or something. Having your grandfather chide you, that's not the time.
No, do not let me in your head. You should be able to shut it out somehow. Is there some kind of block?
I think I can get something like that.
Is there some kind of people software Some on a... there's got to be something to block your grandparents out of your head. During moments of intimacy. Human software app. Perhaps it's a poem.
It might be. I don't know an awful lot about that. Oh, grandfather, it's so wonderful that you came to be with me.
I am glad also, Hardy.
You have come down from the sky.
I am here on earth to dance with you.
Let us remember the parties of the old days
and improve on them, because now I will talk more. Sorry about not talking more. I was raised by people who suppress their feelings.
You're getting so low there, Papa.
I know. I was down in Ain't Nothing Like a Dame territory. That's what we call it.
That's awesome.
The fella, and I'm going to say right now that the fella... And when you look at South Pacific...
Oh, no, here we go.
When you look at South Pacific, the fella with... I don't know what his name's, Cookie or Cookbookie or whatever, Dookie Oogie.
Why do old people always do that? Add the nonsense speak like that?
I'm telling this story. I don't speak for all old people. What's wrong with you, bigot? That fella, they have a bodybuilder playing the part. But the voice... is Thurl Ravenscroft, best known to you as Tony Tigray from the Dodgers.
No, it's Tony the Tiger.
Oh, the voice of Tony the Tiger. Again, this script is all blurry to me. A, I'm old and my eyes are going. B, I'm a ghost. So I have presbyghostoptia, which is even worse. It's called old ghost eye.
I remember him.
Don't say that. When I say something poetic like old ghost eye, everybody says, oh, that's a band, or that's a villain, or that's a, they have to make something out of it. Just let it go. Can I just say old ghost eye?
All right, sorry.
I'm just saying it's predictable. Every time you say something like that, people jump on, oh, it's a band name, or it's a store, like that. Just old ghost eye. It's a affliction. Lord. When I say maple syrup urine disease, you don't go, oh, that's a good hard, what a good hardcore band name. Shut up. My word. Everything's so jokey.
Oh, you know, Papa, I gotta object to something. I was thinking about being a downer at the party.
It takes all kinds, man. Are you not getting this? If you are doing a painting.
Oh, here we go.
You need... What do you mean, here we go?
You're going to say you need all sorts of...
You don't know what I'm going to say. You don't know what I'm going to say. I'm not going to say you need all sorts of colors. You don't. I hate it when there's too many colors in there. Lord, Lord. I was going to say what contrast you do have. Make it count. Dang it, no, I wasn't. I was going to say you have to have all. So you got me.
I know. This is unfair, because we're sharing a head.
I don't like it. I feel like we're roommates, like it's a sitcom. Well, your grandfather, you're sharing a little small apartment with your grandfather. But he's in your head.
Well, I don't know. They've been the sharing one body, two people thing with Dickie Dyson and Steve Martin and hoo-ha.
Yeah, Lily Tomlin is who you're trying to think of.
Right, whatever.
What is wrong with your memory for names is starting to go? And I don't know what you're doing, whether you're having a lot of the blunts or whatever.
Papa, please.
But you gotta... I would exercise your memory more by enrolling in something. It doesn't have to be anything. Just learn how to repair a VCR or something like Sally Struthers.
I feel like my brain is keen, Papa, because I've been doing a lot of... I do crosswords all the time.
Oh, there's a pattern to... Oh, come on, man. They reuse the same words. Oh, and there's tricks to the clues and everything. You know that.
Well, not always. Sometimes I have them ones where there's circled letters or something, or they leave out. There's more than one... letter to a box.
That's evil. Sometimes I think Will Schwartz. Is it Will Schwartz?
Will Schwartz, I think.
Why do I call him Schwartz?
I don't know.
Well, I take all names and I make them ethnic, first of all. I do whatever. I pronounce all names as if they're German. There's no such thing as a silent vowel to me in your name.
Okay. Pronounce my name.
I would say Vita for your last name. I would say is that a diphthong in German?
I don't know, man. I don't have time for this. I'm trying to be alone and out of the way of a party.
What party is it?
Well, I've been invited to play jazz and do jazz poetry.
Man, you throw that word jazz around like I don't think it means what you think it means.
Well, whatever. But to do a performance on Christmas, which is today. And I've chosen instead to sit in my lonely apartment in Victorian England.
Oh, is that where we are? Because, man, it doesn't feel like that. You know what it feels to me like, Toledo? I've only been there once, and it was cold, man. It was in the middle of winter.
All right.
You want a drink or anything?
No, I just got to get back to doing nothing. I wish you just get out, could you?
Do you want to speak to other relatives? Oh, your Uncle Victor's here.
Hello, Heidi.
No, I don't want to speak to anybody else. I just want to, just want to be alone, maybe. And read some poetry and go back to talking in verse. I was speaking in verse very self-indulgently. And I was enjoying that. And I was just humming to myself in minor keys and everything. And it was kind of getting into my wallowing. Wallowassling. I've still got to look that up. I think it has something to do with Christmas. But all I know is I can't take it, Big Papaw.
Look, I'm going to do something right now. I'm going to call Lewis. And I'm going to say Lewis. And he's going to sound... And he's going to say, hello! Like that, because that's Lewis. Man, I do a good Lewis. Hang on.
Oh, no.
Listen, what is something he says all the time?
I don't know, Papaw.
Give me something he says all the time.
I don't know. Hey, Hardy, can you come to the gig?
All right. Hey, Hardy, can you come to the gig?
Right. That's him, isn't it? It's close.
I didn't realize I had this gift until I got older. And then I realized I could do impressions, but only of friends. And I'm thinking that's going to be a very small cruise line that hires me to do my act. I thought I better do a celebrity. So I started doing celebrities, but unfortunately I picked celebrities no one had ever heard of.
I know this story, Papa.
Hear me out. So then I started thinking, well, I will scout and I will do impressions of people before they get famous. I'll try to guess who's going to be a celebrity. So I'd go to various schools and everything. And I'd go, okay, I'm going to send me a student. And they'd say, here's Patrick or whatever. And I'd be like, my name's Patrick. And then it never worked. Not one of them. I'm disappointed in every single one. I can't think I'd make a terrible scout for anything. I can't scout. I would make, consider this, a step up from a talent scout, a talent we blow. Now, what would a talent weeblow do?
Oh, Grandpa. See, this is where I get it from. People say, where do you get that from? Where you just go off and you... And also the repeating theme thing.
Oh, that comes from our family. We are, how would you say it? Well, people would say, oh, your grandfather's conceited. And I said, no, he's not like that. When I say he's conceited, he's in love with conceits. And so our family has always had certain iconic things. You know what I'm saying? We always come back to those. You got to mention them. And like I say, Niagara Falls.
Niagara.
It's like that. It's not exactly like that. But you understand. So there's always an earwig everywhere.
Right, because that's just... I don't know why that keeps turning up.
Because your great-grandfather encountered one. I suppose if it had been a rhinoceros, we'd talk about those.
All right, well, it's just nice to know that family history can come down like that through you. Oh, and it's in your brain. You better get that family history into somebody else's brain before it disappears altogether. What if it's worth something?
Your brain is like an attic.
An Antiques Roadshow is like what?
The internet.
Okay, so you take all the attic stuff and you put it on the internet.
And then people take it home with them.
Well, that's not like Antiques Roadshow at all. They're supposed to appraise it and tell you how much you could get for it.
Oh, nobody does that, man. If they get it, why would they then tell you? No, they don't have to buy it then once they have it.
Oh, okay. How's it work? How do you sell ideas?
I don't know. I think we should poison the idea well and then sell our untainted ideas.
Really?
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
How you doing it?
Subtly. Oh, it's so subtly.
So you're subtly putting out defective ideas that are come back. They're going to come back and bite people, and then you're going to be there to give them the idea antidote.
That is the plan. And I've written a little chapbook.
You mean like poems?
Yeah, like I wrote a chapbook of poetry explaining my diabolical plan to infiltrate the collective consciousness with these infected ideas. I'm the first one to come up with this.
I don't think so.
Well, anyway, it gives me the confidence.
I tell you what, I don't need you anymore, Papaw. Because you know what? I've got the confidence. I'm going to go to this party. I'm going to go right now. Because I think that they need me more than I need to be felt needed more than I am needed, which is just enough, but not so much that I'm... What am I...
It's better to help a little bit, man, than to be king of the helpers or something.
Okay, that's it.
Just go do your part. Stop thinking about you. Just go fit in, go plug your Borg into the Borg 7. You're 2 of 7. Go be in your band.
It's a 5-piece.
You know what? This is why people don't like you.
All right, well, I love you too, Papa.
I love you and miss you. I hate eternity. I'm lonely.
No.
I'm messing with you. I'm fine. I'm everywhere at once.
All right. You scared me for a minute.
No, I know. I do that to people. I'll come up to young relatives and I'll go, it's hell. Eternity is hell. Like that. I'm in heaven. I'm trapped in heaven and it's punishment. And then they don't have the same.
Oh, whoop. You can't do that. You pick a voice, Papaw. Now you have to leave because you came over into my half of the... You broke the curtain. You broke the brain curtain. Don't do that. That's my half. You can't go in there. That's my private area. So I'm going to go off to this... I'm going to go do this gig. I hope they didn't replace me already. But there aren't a lot of jazz poet... You know, Grandpa's right. You can't see the quotes around the word jazz. So you might think I'm being literal. There's got to be another word. Jazz with an S is what we do. So I'm going to go and I'm not going to let down people. And I just hope that I can overcome this stupid, haunting tragedy.
Thanks for being here, ladies and gentlemen. We are Hardy White and the Miracle Five. Merry Christmas to all of you. I wasn't going to be here tonight, you know. I was feeling a little sorry for myself, as some of us do this time of year. I wasn't going to come out and be with all my friends. I thought maybe nobody wanted me, and maybe I didn't want anyone. But then I realized that not everyone has somewhere to be on Christmas. And maybe that I had anywhere at all to be was a blessing. 'Cause it's good to be anywhere on Christmas. And maybe you do have to be alone. That's okay too. 'Cause it's good to be anywhere on Christmas. It's good to be anywhere on Christmas. It's good to be anywhere.
on Christmas. Yeah, it's good to be anywhere on Christmas. Yeah, I'm starting to see past my troubles, 'cause it's good to be anywhere on Christmas. I could be 6 feet in the grave, or I could be stuck in a boring conversation with some anesthesiologist or something, eating a cookie. But it's good to be anywhere on Christmas. I could be at a family dinner party having an argument with a 10-year-old about Pokemon. Oh, but it's good to be anywhere on Christmas. It's good to be anywhere, especially where you're loved. But it's good to be where you're not loved too, man. Oh, it's good to be with friends. And maybe you aren't the best at what you do, but maybe you're good enough. And maybe this Christmas we just need somebody to stand there and put their finger on the bow while Granny ties it to make one more package. 'Cause it's good to be anywhere on Christmas. Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas.
That was great, Artie.
Yeah, man, what made you change your mind and come out?
Well, I had a vision. I saw my big papa.
Big papa? Isn't he dead?
No, he's in Miami. But I wasn't expecting him. Anyway, he came to me in a vision. He said, look, it doesn't matter whether you're cool or great or good or interesting.
Or funny.
Or funny or anything like that.
Or nice to be around.
Or nice to be around or anything.
What? Or tolerable.
Or tolerable. Or, okay, that's enough. But he said, you just show up anyway. We're all meant to be together. And no point being alone unless you have to be alone, and then that's okay too.
He sounds like a very wise man.
Well, yeah, you know, a lot of it I came up with on my own, you know.
Well, I got something to confess to you. That wasn't your papa, that was me.
What are you talking about?
That was me, man, I was in disguise.
But what about the mustache?
That, well, I know. I got, you know that little furry stuff around the CD, like on a CD-ROM, you put it in, there's that little black fuzzy stuff. I pulled that out, and I glued it onto my lip with bacon grease. Huh?
Oh. Yeah, okay.
And then I just went, oh, purple. Like that. Isn't that funny? And when I did an impression of me, you said it sucked.
I know. It's all context, isn't it? Well, I'm glad that you did that, man. I'm glad that you did that. I'm glad I came out. Sometimes I just need a little push, you know? It's easy to get kind of sucked into a hole there, sucked into yourself, thinking, oh, my perspective is the entire world, but there's millions of eyes, the eyes of others, and when you can see the world through those too, well, then you know how a bumblebee feels. But what I'm saying is that I guess I got the message that sometimes it's just good to show up and be part of something. You know, it doesn't have to be about you.
Well, that's a very good message that you got. So even though that you destroyed a life a couple Christmases ago, you still said to yourself, hey, maybe I'm of some value. Maybe he's even of a lesson to other children about how not to destroy someone's life, like a club owner who you said you'd be responsible for their livelihood, and then you destroyed it, and we've never seen that person again.
Oh, well, I wish you hadn't have brought that up.
Listen, Artie. We got to tell you something, man. We've been keeping something from you.
Well, what?
The whole Buddy thing. Buddy.
Buddy was a very bad man.
What are you talking about?
Buddy was not a good guy. He was stealing from a lot of people. Mainly children and the poor and elderly.
And infirmed. Lots of infirmed people.
Yeah, he'd take their stuff and all. So, we sort of arranged for Santa to come and steal it back.
So you set me up?
Yeah, ish. But in a good way. Because we know that you would be gullible enough to let Santa in.
Oh. So because I'm so foolish and stupid,
you were perfect.
Oh, I see. Well, that does fit in my philosophy, doesn't it? I feel a little better now. So Buddy was a bad guy. So he's disappeared because he stole all that stuff. And so... So that was the real Santa? I was talking... That was actual Santa?
Yeah, that was Santa. What's the problem?
Oh, I don't know. He just had such an affected accent.
He's from New York.
I don't know, but it was like an older New York. I don't think people talk like that anymore.
Well, whatever. Everything's back the way it should be. Santa got his stuff. We're happy. We're a band again. And we're here together on Christmas. And what's better than being together on Christmas?
Being together any other time?
Yeah, I'm with you there. I'm not much for Christmas.
I'm not either, man. I mean, A, I'm a Jew. B, I don't know. You know, I don't like crowds. That's why I'm on stage, because I don't have to be down there with people.
I hear you, man. I think it's just good to have friends or anybody that needs you. And so, I'll tell you this on Christmas Day, to those out there who are, maybe this is the only party you're at. Well, you're at a party, and we need you. And Hardy White and the gang need you. And we all need you to show up. Even if you're alone, I'm telling you, there's a lot of people in loneliness.
Hey, man, I can't get any privacy.
I know, I'm sorry about that. Unfortunately, because we share a mind, I have to see a lot of things I don't want to see. But I'd rather have a company. So I tolerate it. And I let my band live here in my head with me. I know I shouldn't do that. It gets crowded, but hey, you only live once, and you're not even sure what you're supposed to do. So just take chances. Do anything. My goodness, can't be a right or wrong, can there?
No, there's a right or wrong.
Yeah, no, there's a right or wrong. You went a little far.
Okay, back up. I usually do that. That happens. Boy, you get some momentum. I just want you to feel like your heart's whole this season. That's all. There's a lot of pressure to have fun, or a lot of pressure to be needed, or a lot of pressure to make things special. And I'm saying every day is special with you in it, because it's a miracle that you're alive. It really is, if you know anything about how life arises. And just look at that cell, how it develops into a zygote, and then a blygote, and then a blastogote, and then a
bizawote, I think, is one of them.
Right,
and then an embryo.
That's right, and then an embryo.
And then a jazz musician.
Yeah, you're skipping some in the development between embryo and jazz musician, but some actually get stuck in there. One time I saw a fetus played really good. I think it was a cornet.
I don't know. How big was it in relationship to the fetus? And I'll tell you whether it was a trumpet or a cornet.
I don't remember, man. But,
I'm sorry, I'm such a music nerd.
I know.
And I have such an interest in neonatal intensive care as well. I don't know, but sometimes I go down to the NICU on Christmas and say, y'all all right? I'll have a Santa Claus hat on. And I'll just say, y'all need on granola bar.
You know, that's good, man. That's anything that you can do to help like that. Any little tiny thing.
I do nothing but tiny things to help.
I know you do, Woody, and we appreciate it.
Because I don't want to do anymore. It bums me out.
I know that. We don't want you to be bummed out. Then we'd all be bummed out.
That would be a bummer.
I know, and we don't want it to be a bummer. Oh, I'm just so glad I came out. I can't believe I was sitting there all alone, haunted by the ghosts of my past, when I could have been here with you, my friends, on Christmas, together, alone, but together. You and I may be miles apart,
We may be in different rooms. You may be in a tiny, lonely room somewhere across the country, across the other side of the planet. You could be up there. Maybe you're a space vacationer. And Virgin Atlantic American Airlines or whatever has taken you up into the stratosphere. And you were orbiting around there. And you go, oh, I'm listening to lots of Bowie. And I got a little Santa Claus hat on. But still, it doesn't feel like Christmas. And then you hear my voice. You say, I hear another lonely voice coming out of space. And it's Hardy. And he's telling me, hey, keep your bottom lip up with your chin. Take your chin and your bottom lip and smear something on them. I don't know, laundry starch or something. And then it gets all stiff like that.
That's like British people do that.
They do. They stiffen their lips.
Is that like putting a plate in it?
No, that's different. No, they don't put a plate in it and then stiffen it. And besides, it's only an idiom with them.
Yeah, a lot of stuff is with them. Idiomatic.
I know. So, no, I just mean, like, I don't know what I was saying. Shard, Louis started talking to me, and we're drinking this. I don't know what this is, but it's good stuff.
It's glurg. I don't know how to say it.
Well, what's in it?
It's red wine and aquavit and cardamom pods or some figs, something else. LSD, I think, is in it. I don't know what's in it, man.
I dropped some hash oil in it by mistake.
How did you... What? How does that... Y'all drugging me up here on the...
I'm just kidding, man.
Still, it's a potent drink. And I think I'm feeling a little warm. I'm glad I don't have to drive or anything.
I'm glad Santa's not making you get on the sleigh or something. You'd puke your guts out.
Oh, come on. That's enough.
Oh, you would. I did it one time. It took me up. There's still a big, nasty stain on the bag. I was just so embarrassed. I was sitting there, and I was like, Santa. He's going, what? I was like, I was taking those real deep Christmas breaths, you know? I was like, Santa, do you have a mint? And I said, when I said mint, meh, like that.
Oh, stop it. Come on, Lewis.
And all over, I must have sprayed, I don't know, 8 miles, of square miles. I feel sorry for any of them folks who had their chimneys open for Santa. I apologize. I'm so ill up there. That sleigh, doesn't have a roof on it. So it takes corners nasty. And anyway, that's my Christmas story. Back to you, Hardy.
All right, thanks for sharing that, Lewis. Friends, what a wonderful time we've had together on Christmas. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for listening to everything. Thanks for listening to life. Thanks for keeping your ears open. Thanks for hearing. Not just me, everybody. But thanks for paying attention. And thanks for keeping me company. Thank you for being my family and my friends. You've given me so much this year and every year, and I appreciate it. I want to just say thank you for the presents. Thank you very much. I hope I can give back half as much as y'all, my blessed friends, have given me. You were listening to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, WFMU.org, and 91.9 in Rockland County, where all the Chinese restaurants will be open tomorrow. Oh, I'll see you there. Bless you so much. Merry Christmas from Hardy White.
Merry Christmas from Lewis Register.
Merry Christmas from Woody. I'd prefer not to say my last name.
Thanks, man. And Merry Christmas from everybody, the whole gang here. From Bartender, are you available?
I'm a little busy at the moment.
All right, well, Bartender says, can you yell Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, Bartender. Merry Christmas, all my friends. Merry Christmas.
Has devoted her help to God's work. She guarantees to help you through sickness, and the healing is done on the first visit. Telephone Sister Alicia at 279-6928. That's 279-6928. Evil spells removed from your body. What your eyes see, your heart will believe. She will bring your nature back and heal alcoholism. And now Sister Alicia offers a new medication for hair growth, with amazing proven results. Don't confuse Sister Alicia with another reader. She will tell you if your conditions are natural or unnatural. Sister Alicia, God's messenger, is waiting to help you through sickness. You have seen her in the papers, heard her on the radio. Now see her in person. Telephone 279-6928. That's 279-6928. See her today. Tomorrow may be too late.
Sister Alicia is located next to the Mount Meigs Correctional Center in a brown mobile home.
Sister Alicia is now offering a free lucky charm with each reading.
Tell it on the mountain.